This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Bringing the lies.
Bringing the lies.
Bringing the lies.
See what we got here today. Spring and Lime brought to you by Josh Pate's College Football Show. Nothing goes down faster than Sprague's picks except the real talent at Arizona State. Give him a...
He's a pretty openly, you know, religious dude, I would say.
That
right,
was a great
Pate?
Line. And that was a great line.
He said that in the most respectful way possible.
A lot of the other talent you get to see walking around. Spring and Lime brought to you by South American Crime Rings, where burglarizing an athlete's home knowing they're out of town sounds more profitable than a Sprague pick. Did that happen? Did they rob somebody's house? Did I miss that?
I also missed that story.
Spring and Lime brought to you by Sprague's Toilet. His plan is to start clogging it every morning to ensure a good show performance.
I actually don't have that problem.
Never clogged a toilet?
No.
Do it all the time. Spring and Lime brought to you by Schultze. As Bad Santa sounds exactly like Santa in a Christmas Story.
Ho, ho,
I mean, that was what he was going for.
That is exactly what I was going for.
And that's pretty good.
It's really good.
We should actually pull the real one from the movie and comp him, because I bet you it doesn't sound that different.
I mean, it's a pretty evil Santa. He pushes a kid down on his face, right? I think Ralphie gets pushed.
He hates the kids.
Yeah, no, he's well, not wanting to
brats.
Be. Well, it's up against the clock. I think he's about to get out at 9, and I'd want to get the hell out of that mall, too.
What's the name of the mall? He's like, if they think I'm working a minute past 9. They're crazy.
Not happening. Come on, little kid. Spring and Lime brought to you by Angry Schultz, the newest superhero powered by Dutch Brothers and an irrational hatred of nepotism. His superpower is the ability to make unlimited futile arguments.
By the way, I did a poll question earlier. Do you care if an incoming college freshman gets $10 million from a school? Yes, stop the madness. No, not a pocket watcher. Yes, Stop the Madness is currently winning.
Huh? Schultze, right
it's just,
there.
It's just the number. I don't think people are
spread
okay.
out over 4 years.
I'm saying eventually it will climb to $10 million per. You're talking about a salary cap coming into play. I hope that that's the case. But without one, the exponential numbers that we're going to see here in what, 3, 4, 5 seasons or less,
yeah,
it's going to get big.
Yeah, you're not wrong. It's going to keep going up. Spring and Lime brought to you by Sprague wearing a bag on his head. If he did this while making his picks, he could deny it was him when they're wrong. Hashtag blessed. Not a bad strategy.
I think my wife was jealous that I don't wear the bag on my head at home.
Spring and Lime brought to you by the CFP committee chair. Can we have Swag's Dong sit in the chair and explain the reasonings behind the picks in song? At least then everyone is getting screwed would find out the whole thing would be a little bit more entertaining.
If we did a tourney and the pilots were like bubble watch team who has live cam from CBS, there needs to be a direct camera underneath the desk with Swag wearing those sweats to see if it moves.
Yes, it would.
Depending on the pilots being picked or not picked.
And last one, Spring and Lime brought to you by Larry David Crowd. In an upset, Sprague's picks are an absolute wagon up against those garbage-ass questions.
Dude,
I'm taking Sprague all day.
An entire arena of just secondhand cringiness of like, these are the questions?
So here we go. Last week, breaking news, I went 0-3. My tailspin has begun. It's not been a good year, and it got even worse. I lost on the Chiefs. Everybody said Mahomes is an underdog's bet. That didn't work. Niners -6.5. Yep, that didn't work out for me. Then I took the Packers -5.5 against the Bears. That's bingo Bengal Bongo. Sprague, you went 2-1. You lost on the Bengals on Sunday Night Football.
I almost pulled that one out.
But you hit on the Steelers not scoring a touchdown, but somehow winning the game outright and covering the 3.5.
Good
and
defense.
The Colts covered and beat the Jets outright. +4.
Yeah.
And then Swag hit on the Lions, and they're -13.5. He also took the Niners. That did not cover for him. And then he had the Chargers on Sunday night. So season standings, Swag still in first at 20-16, although he's catching an 0-3 this week. Sprague, you're right behind him, one game, 19-17. And I am bringing up the rear as I always have at 14-22. We got to go quick. Who are you taking?
I'll start in the first game. Team just released a quarterback. I'm taking Tampa -6. They're getting Mike Evans back. I think Tampa's a good team. The Giants are openly rolling over and quitting on the year. Tommy Cutlets is playing. So I will take Tampa Bay. The fans are waiting to boo this team anyway in New York. I will take the Bucs -6.
I'm not going to give you any reasoning for any pick this week. You don't deserve my reasoning. I don't have any reasoning. I'm just taking shots. I'm taking the Patriots +7.5 in Miami.
Yeah, I don't hate that. I think you should be taking more dogs. You've been doing a lot of favorites.
Go ahead, Schulte.
Love it.
I think that I'm going basketball with my first pick and then football with my next two. The Blazers, 12.5 point underdogs against the Rockets tonight. They were 13.5 point underdogs against OKC. They led at the end of the first quarter. I think it was like a 7-8 point loss for them, but I do feel like these lines, I'm not saying Blazers are going to win tonight, but these lines are ripe for y'all to kind of slip in as a Blazers fan, knowing what they can do, maybe make a little cash from Vegas.
What is it,
I think
Blazers?
That's just a too big of a line.
Plus what?
12.5.
12.5?
Okay. Camp might be coming back in this game.
Well, even better. So get it in now before
it is it better?
I was going to say.
Is it better?
I don't know.
That's a good point.
Second pick. I'm going to go up north. Seahawks beat the Niners. That was a good win for them. I give tip my cap to Geno Smith and Seahawks for being resilient. I still think they're fraudulent. I'm taking the Cardinals off of a bye. Kyler Murray, +1. At Lumen Field.
Cardinals are an underdog in that game?
They are.
Interesting. Yeah. Second pick for me, Colts +7.5 against the Lions.
Love it. The Lions can't beat every team by 100, can they?
I mean, don't. Why do you got to add qualifiers? Why do you got to do that?
Well, I know. I love.
I'm desperate for
I'm
wins
gambling
over here.
On the Colts. I love this pick.
Come on, I need something.
You got back to back big dogs. I love this. This is where you should be going at this point.
No. These are all going to lose this weekend.
Sorry, I'm going to the other side. I'm going Detroit to cover -7.
I don't blame you at all.
They've been scoring so
fade
many
anything
game
I throw out right
this
now.
Season.
Yeah. Fade, right. Fade it all. Well. Last pick, Sprague.
I'm going Monday Night Football. We got a Harbowl.
Yes, we do.
Who won the Super Bowl in the Harbowl?
Jim did.
He did?
Or it should be John. Johnny boy.
Ravens. You know what their number one trade is on defense? Rushing.
Aha.
The Chargers heavily rely on the run to be a big part of them. This is a big Herbert game. He can win this game because the Ravens are the worst passing defense in the NFL. However, I don't like all of the weapons at the Chargers. I think Keon on Ladd McConkie. I'm taking the Ravens in a bounce back spot in LA. I think that LA defense is a little fraudulent. It's good. It's better. A little fraudulent. Give me the Ravens -2.5.
All right. Last one for me. I've kind of gone back and forth on this. I'm going to go to Sunday Night Football.
He's quite literally just looking and
just scrolling, picking
off gut at this point.
Yeah, this is where we're at. I didn't know it was sub a field goal, so give me the Eagles -2.5 Sunday night in LA.
It's gone down.
It has.
Half point.
Yes, it has.
The Dallas Cowboys Washington Commanders line has gone down half a point too. Dallas now 10-point underdogs. I'm looking at the under on that game though. Over under totals 45. Dallas has Aubrey kicking a lot of field goals. Mm-hmm. Cooper Rush, I don't know, he may break out and throw two touchdowns, but I don't think that's going to happen. So I say under 45 Washington Dallas.
All right. Under 45 Washington and Dallas. All right, here we go. Our picks this week: Sprague is on the Bucs -6 in New York, Cardinals +1 in Seattle, and the Ravens -2.5. Right, that's the line on Monday night game, right? Mm-hmm. 2.5 in LA against the Chargers. I'm on the Pats +7.5, the Colts +7.5, and the Eagles -2.5 Sunday Night Football. Schulte likes the Blazers tonight, getting 12.5 in Houston. The Lions -7.5 laying the wood in Indy, and under 45 in Washington and Dallas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.